No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do.
Well, it is a very warm welcome to Magic once again to one-fifth of Boyzone, Stephen Gately. How you doing, Steve?
Very well, and yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good, good indeed. And, you're a very busy man.
I know. Well, it's good. I like being busy. Much prefer busy than sitting around doing nothing. So busy's good.
Ah, excellent. And the thing that you're actually working on at the moment is, you're actually looking for a presenter, aren't you?
Well, yeah, no, I've been working for a while now for this company called Film24, which is a fantastic company. It's Sky 158 on the channels. And basically, we're holding a competition for a new presenter, which we're going to be looking for a presenter for until the whole of February, until the end of February, the competition closes. And it's a great opportunity for somebody who wants to present. And all they have to do is go to www.mymovies.net/film24 and upload a 30-second clip of them presenting. And it's a great opportunity for anybody who wants to present and get on the presenting ladder, as we should say.
Even current radio presenters.
Yes.
I think I might have a go at that.
Anybody, I tell you, it's I love it. I mean, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, I got an interview, Daniel Craig, which was amazing. I got to interview Vince Vaughn, Jamie Bell. It's just such an incredible job. I really enjoy it. And I love my movie. So if someone's passionate about film, then it's a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, the film industry at the moment, it's been in chaos because of this writer's strike. But I tell you, still loads of great movies coming out, aren't there?
There is. There's so many things.
And we've got the Oscars coming up. What's your tip?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of Brit flicks that are kind of up for it. So
Juno, actually.
Juno, yes. I think that would be a good one.
It looks like, I mean, I've forgotten the name of the girl who's in it. But
The girl, we'll call her.
We'll just call her the girl, yeah. Yeah, and I did see There Will Be Blood the other day.
It's how was that?
Amazing acting from Daniel Day-Lewis.
Awful
film.
He's incredible. Really, he's
rubbish.
One of the nicest men you could ever meet, Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah. Love him. So,
do you know, I have a little story about Daniel Day-Lewis in that when he was about, I don't know, it must have been 6 or 7, my mum babysat him. Like to think
that she
guided his career in some way.
Absolutely.
All those games that she played on the River Thames, it was all down to my mum.
Oh, bless, that's nice. Well, he's a talent. He's such a talented man.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope he gets it. I really do.
Yeah, fingers crossed for him. I'd be glued to the TV that night. God knows what time I'd be up until, but I make sure that I have nothing to do the next day.
And they're not sending you out there then?
Oh, I wish. That'd be so good. Elton John usually holds a party every year, so that would be great to go to that. I think it'd be fantastic.
Well, we said earlier on that you're a very busy guy. I am assuming you're full in the rehearsal stage now for the tour.
Funny enough, we're not rehearsing yet. It's rehearsal start at the end of March, first week in April, and then it goes on till May. And then the tour starts at the end of May. So we are given a lot of time. Normally for a tour, you'd only get, 4 weeks, but we're given 6 to 7 weeks because we just want to have a fantastic show. It has to be out of this world, and the fans have to really enjoy it. So so that's what we want to do. We want to put on the best show that we possibly can, because we've seen other shows like Take That and Spice Girls. They're incredible. The comeback shows are amazing. So we've got to give it as good, if not better.
Yeah, I saw Mikey the other night, and he intimated there might be some pyrotechnics.
Yeah, definitely. There has to be pyrotechnics.
They're not going to be shooting you off on a rocket or anything, though, are they? I'm worried.
Yeah, that'll be me, yeah. They'll tie me up and shoot.
And how's it sort of being back? I mean, I'm sure you've been asked that question so much now, but
you know, it's just incredible. It's incredible to be thrown a second chance. You know, I can't wait to go on stage with the guys. Can't wait to go up and just do the songs. I'm dying for the reaction of the fans to see what they think of the show. It's and it's a great opportunity for us again. I mean, people just really don't get second chances in career, you know, to kind of come back to doing what they love at a stage that was so, you know, it was so big at certain times. So it's incredible to be. I'm really, really privileged, and so thanks to all the fans who bought tickets for the show, because we didn't expect it, you know, to sell as well as it has, and it's just sold phenomenally. We're really, really pleased.
Yes, and for those who weren't able to get hold of a ticket, you will be able to win some more magic very soon.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned, and hopefully we'll be able to sort you out for the O2 gigs, which actually, it's the 30th of May they start, don't they?
Yeah, the O2 one's going to be great as well. It's such a good venue, that one.
It's huge.
It's really good. And you can get the boat down on the Thames. You know, you can just go and get the boat. It's really cool.
Do you know what? That's not a bad shout.
And it's really great. You've got all the restaurants there as well. It's a fantastic venue. I'm really glad that they've done so well with what it was beforehand.
And do you think you're going to be able to cope with the sort of dance routines?
Yeah, I've been getting fit. I've got my personal trainer. Her name is Efwa, and she's fantastic. She got Christian Bale ready for Batman, and she does lots of celebs and stuff like that. But she's, I like the Christian Bale thing. Gives me inspiration.
We should still be fairly fit from doing Dancing on Ice last year.
Oh no, I wasn't fit doing it then. I kind of have to go into shape. No, I've been. She's put me through really. After these interviews, I'm going straight back to my house to kind of do another workout with her for an hour and a half. She really puts you through the pace. It's good though.
Cool. Have you been watching Christine? Obviously, Christina Lenko is your partner.
Yeah, and she's with a good pal. She's with Greg, who I love. I know Greg quite well. So I'm really pleased that they're partners, and I hope they do well.
She's gone from one extreme to the other.
I know, from small to Greg's so tall. I think he's 6'6" or something like that.
He's a giant next to her.
He is a giant.
But no, we wish him luck. He's my personal favourite as well.
Yeah, I like him. He's just a really nice guy. And Tim's good as well. I hope Tim does well.
Who's your tip to win that?
Probably Chris. I think Chris is really good. He's got a lot of confidence on the ice. So, but then again, you never really know with this type of show. You really don't. I mean, it's what the public see as well, and it's very different when you're actually there. And it's the most nerve-wracking thing that you could possibly do.
Well, we've sort of almost run out of time here, so just mention very quickly again, Film 24 on MyMovies. Yep. You are looking for a presenter. There is a website which you mentioned earlier. If you just give that
to
us again.
It's www.mymovies.net/film24. And as I said, the competition runs until the end of Feb. We're looking for a presenter. Everybody has to be over the age of 18, and they have to submit a 30-second clip of them presenting, which it's going to be fun, and they could be working on the channels. They could be interviewing Daniel Craig or whoever their favourite movie star is.
In fact, I'll just very quickly ask you, what was he like?
He was lovely. Gentleman.
Really? Any sort of funny stories you got out of him? Because he always comes across really, really sort of stern and straight.
No, really nice, and he's really funny as well. He got a good sense of humour.
And the
really
bluest eyes you've ever seen.
You're telling me. They're really, really blue
eyes. It's piercing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a handsome boy.
Listen, Stephen, thank you ever so much. The best of luck with the search for a presenter. Very best of luck with the tour. I'll certainly be there.
Yeah, good luck to all the listeners. I hope they get the tickets. Hope they win.
I'll be singing my little heart out.
Well, we'll see. Make sure you come backstage and say hello.
Cheers.